Hi everyone, it's great that you're here. This is about three times as large an audience as I had in my first talk yesterday morning, which is awesome. I'm Lydia, and I'm going to talk about mentoring programs in free software projects. I'm administrating mentoring programs for the KDE projects, and in my day job, I work for Wikimedia Germany. So I'm going to talk about how or why you actually want to do a mentoring program in your project, and how you can do it. So there are two kinds of mentoring, mostly. The first one is mentoring as you go. So basically, new people coming into a free software project saying, hey, here, I want to work on this and this. Can someone help me? And then there is a more structured approach where you have a program with assigned mentors and assigned tasks and assigned deadlines, things like that. I'm going to talk more about the second one. In KDE, we have three of them. The first one is Google Summer of Code. KDE is the largest project taking part in Google Summer of Code. This year, we have 60 students in that program. The program basically is Google pays students for summer to work on a number of free software projects with a mentor by their side. And it's a very, very structured and prestigious program, so to say. The mentoring organizations like KDE, but there are a lot of others. I think this year it's like over 120 or so organizations. They get some money as well, and of course a lot of new contributors and a lot of attention for their project. The second one we're doing is Season of KDE, because obviously we can't accept all the people who want to join Google Summer of Code with us. We can't accept them all because the number of students we can accept is limited by Google. So we run our own program alongside this without the money, but the students get a t-shirt and a certificate saying, yes, this student successfully completed the program. And the third one we are doing is Google Code-In, which is for high school kids, where they get very small tasks, and it's more of a contest than a job. So why should you actually do it? There are a number of reasons you do it. Of course, the first one is you want new contributors for your project, right? Programs like this attract a lot of new people to your project. But it also gives your project new enthusiasm. There's a lot of positive feelings around your project if you do something like this. It gives you new ideas into your project. There's a lot of young kids coming to you with sometimes strange ideas, but sometimes also really, really awesome ideas, and the time to actually do them, which is more important than the idea, probably. And you get a lot of stuff done that your other contributors might be too busy for. So in KDE, for example, we sometimes accept existing contributors to these programs just so they have a free summer where they are paid to do a certain task, which otherwise wouldn't get done because it takes too long and they are not able to do it in their free time, for example. And of course, it's a great opportunity to teach the ideas behind software freedom. So the students really get to experience what it means to work on a free software project in the open, doing something that is not just for them and for a course project, for example, that they throw away afterwards and no one ever looks at. And of course, it gets you as a project a lot of publicity. when you're on this list, for example, of Google Summer of Code mentoring organizations, there are a lot of people who look at this list and they see what your project is doing, how you're working, stuff like that. And I think the most important point, though, is that it kind of focuses your projects on becoming more inclusive, on becoming more easy to get involved with, because you get to see all these small things that are hard for new people, that are hard for new contributors, and you get to see them really pointed out by a bunch of students who come and want to do something for you, but just can't read your documentation, for example, because it sucks, or who can't access your version control system because it's really hard to get access to it for some reason. Things like that. So it kind of changes the mindset in your project to looking at, what needs to be changed to make it easy to contribute to our project. And of course, these programs give structure to the students as well, because it's a lot harder to quit such a program when it gets a little hard, when a bug is hard to fix, or when a line of code just doesn't want to work. It's pretty easy to say, I will let it go, if you're not in this very structured kind of situation. Like Google Summer of Code, for example, is giving, in a program like that, you're much less likely to say, okay, I give up, because it's a different mindset. And of course, you have a mentor to help you really through these problems. Okay. So if you decide to do such a program like Seasonal KDE or Google Summer of Code or whatever else you want to do, there's a few things you need, of course. The first thing is, of course, publicity. If no one knows about your program, no student's going to apply, and you don't get to pick the ones you really want and who are really fitting for your project. And then even more important, though, is that you have good mentors, people who really can teach what your project is about, how tasks get done, and stuff like that. In KDE, we only allow people who have been with KDE for a long time, at least a year, let's say, to mentor, because only these people can really teach how stuff in KDE works, who to ask if they have questions and stuff like that. And then you need good program admins. These are the people mentors and students can go to and say, hey, there's a problem, help me. These are the people who make sure everyone knows about deadlines, everyone is on track, stuff like that. For the students, it's probably most important that you have interesting tasks. No one's gonna work on your project if the tasks you provide are boring. And in the same way, it's important that these tasks have a clear goal. That it's not a very fuzzy kind of task, and that there's a defined end when this task is done. And last but not least, you need some kind of incentive. This can be money, like in Google Summer of Code, or this can be a T-shirt, or this can be, fame. This can be university credits, or sometimes even just a right to contribute to your project. Like a friend of mine once said, people on the internet just haven't figured out that it's, how did he say it, that the people who contribute to projects are mostly the ones who just didn't run away fast enough before someone said you have to do it. So one last thing that you need to keep in mind, though, is that you should start small. It's very tempting sometimes to to do this on a very large scale and to accept a lot of students, but it's neither to your benefit nor the students to do that. There are a lot of things that you should probably be aware of if you're getting into something like that and you're new to it. The first one is if you have an application deadline or if you have applications at all in that sense, that they will be submitted late. Students miss deadlines all the time and they come to you 5 minutes after the deadline and say, oh, I'm really sorry, can you still accept me? You should think about what you do in these cases beforehand. You should also think about what you do if students try to trick you. One very easy example, in Google Coden, we had very simple translation tasks that students needed to do, and of course some of them just used Google Translator. And it was very obvious that they did. So what do you do in these cases? You have to think about this beforehand. Students also tend to kind of promise a lot more than they can potentially deliver. So you have to be the one to say, okay, this is completely unrealistic and it's fine to not deliver all this. It's fine to not be perfect. It's fine to not be a superhero. On the mentor side, you also have to be aware that your mentors are probably really busy and at some point, one of them will fall through the cracks. At some point, some of them will just disappear or not have enough time for their students. And you need to have a place where the student can go to and say, hey, something is wrong. And very likely, the student will not come to you on their own. You have to repeatedly say, come to me if there's any problem. Remind them of this several times during the program, because students tend to not come to you on their own. So if you run one of these programs, there's also kind of this urge to accept a lot of students, as I already said, but you don't want to do that. It's quality is more important than quantity. This is something Google Summer of Code organizations learn every year. There's also kind of, if you have an umbrella organization like the Apache Software Foundation or KDE with a lot of sub-projects, there's also kind of this urge to put a lot of students into parts of the project that are more or less dying, let's say that don't have a lot of contributors and so on. Usually that is not a good idea. This is not going to lead to students sticking around. It's not going to lead to the project being any healthier. Put them in parts that are working that have a healthy community, and then they might move on to other parts of your project that are healthier, or less healthy, and fix those. There's also a kind of this if it's in a setting like Google Summer of Code where there's money involved to pay contributors, there's also an urge to kind of pay a lot of existing contributors who have been with your project for a long time already, and because you know them, they will probably deliver a lot of good work, and so it's a safe bet kind of. But what organizations doing mentoring programs learn is that A, they're not a safe bet, and B, what's the focus of a mentoring program and a program that is supposed to help new people into your project. So while in KDE we usually accept a few people who have been around a long time to allow them to work for a summer, we try to keep this number low because, yeah, the main goal for us is to get new people involved. Intimidation. The students are pretty intimidated when applying for a program with one of their favorite projects, working with people that they admire. working on projects that they use every day, and suddenly having the option to become part of that is intimidating. So you have to encourage them, some of them even multiple times, some of them you have to encourage multiple times personally to say, yes, you're good enough for this, yes, you can do this, please apply, please try. So one last thing I want to mention is the incentive change. If you, in a program like Google Summer of Code, pay existing contributors, you kind of change the incentive from an intrinsic incentive, like I want to make the world a better place, to say it like that, to something they do for money. For some people, this is absolutely no big deal. For some of them, it kind of kills the motivation to continue working on the project afterwards. So if the payment stops, so to say. So if you do this with existing contributors, think about if you can afford to lose them because of this. But of course, the other side is that you also get a lot of new contributors. So yeah, it's a balance you have to find. And while you do this, do document your processes. Do spread the word about what you do, how you do it. Because if you're doing it right and if you're successful, a lot of people will come to you and say, hey, how are you doing this? How does this work? Why does this work for you? Why does this not work for us? Stuff like that. Each year, a lot of different organizations come to me, hey, here, can you help us with Summer of Code? You're the biggest organizations. We need help. We don't know how to do this, for example. This will happen to you as well if you're good. So one of the goals, of course, for the project is to keep the students around after they've been mentored, right? You put a lot of time and effort into them. You want them to stick around. Unfortunately, they're a bit like these guys, shy. So first of all, you have to show them that you're a great community that is worth sticking around with. If you don't have that, well, work on it. Make it a great community. Make it one they want to stick around in. Give them exciting tasks. Give them tasks also after their project ended. We've learned that when the students have tasks and are actively working on them for at least a month after their projects end, they tend to stick around much longer. But there's this month that you need to fill, that you need to encourage them to do more, give them small tasks. This doesn't have to be big, but something that gets them in the mindset of, yes, I can continue this, I can do more. You should also give them publicity and praise their contributions, because most of them will not do it on their own. They will not go around and brag, or look what I did, it's so cool. You will have to do that for them. You will have to encourage them to share their progress during the program, because again, they tend to not do it on their own. And one thing that I think helped in KDE as well is that we try to encourage them to become a mentor in the year after they have taken part as a student. So we kind of make it clear that they are expected to continue in the program in another role if they're no longer a student and can no longer take part as a student. Success stories, yeah. So I ask around among our students and among friends of mine, what's the coolest thing you achieved by taking part in a mentoring program? And the first thing I got was my software shipped in the next release, which for another contributor is sometimes, oh yeah, it shipped, but it really makes a difference. It really means something to get your code shipped to thousands of people. Another one said, oh, I went to the Google headquarters and wrote a book. Next one said, oh, I got a great job. And afterwards, I was sponsored by the community to work on my project even longer. Another one went from being a Season of KDE student to being a mentor to being an administrator for our programs. So he went to all the stages we have, and he's doing a great job in all of them. Yeah, I hope we will see more of these programs, because a lot of projects can benefit from them. Yours too. You just have to do it. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at that email address or that Twitter and Identica handle. You should check out a book I've been working on with other free software people called Open Advice. It's about what people wish they had known when they started contributing to free software. You should also check out Wikidata, which is my day job. And if you are into KDE and if you're a user of our software, you should consider joining the game or a supporting membership program. Right. Questions? No questions? Well, thank you.
Finally, I want to say thank you to Alicia Pincher from the Wikimedia Germany and the KDE theme.